what was he wearing? Well, he was wearing a red Argyle sweater and tan trousers and red shoes. Hmm? No, he's not retarded.
Hello and welcome to the Surviving Grady podcast. My name is Red. His name is Denton. And what we're going to do for this particular podcast is we're talking about Red Sox home runs. But we're not talking about any Red Sox home runs. What we want to do is we want to identify the single most important home run in Red Sox history. And I'm going to qualify history, Denton. I'm going to qualify it by saying since I've been alive. I know when I think Red Sox home runs, I think, you know, what names come to mind? Obviously, Phil Plantier, Jody Reed, John Marzano, right? Those are the ones. Billy Hatcher.
Absolutely. Are those qualifying or non-qualifying? Yes.
Billy Hatcher.
Phil Plantier, where did you pull that from?
Billy Hatcher. When I think Red Sox home runs.
Phil Plantier, Morgan's Magic.
I think he was. I think he's from, I think that's his thing. But when I think Red Sox home runs, obviously, I'm thinking John Marzano and Jody Reed. The battery, as I like to call them. The two of them together were unstoppable. But seriously, there were plenty of memorable Red Sox home runs. Obviously, we have Carlton Fisk's home run. We have Dave Henderson's home run, which I think single-handedly saved half my family from dropping cyanide during the 1986 ALCS.
Didn't do too much for Donnie Moore, though, did it?
No, it didn't. But what we're trying to do, what we're going to try to do in the next 5 minutes or so, is we're going to identify the most important home run in Red Sox history. Now, it's probably all subjective. I know there are other people, but I'm going to try to qualify my choice, and I know Denton will do the same thing. So what do you think? Do you want me to go first? I think what would you like? You can go first, I can go first. What do you think?
I'm going to go first, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead. That gives me more time to drink.
I had a couple that you mentioned that were, in my opinion, could have been the most important home runs, both Fisk and Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been. My qualification is it didn't ultimately lead to a championship, so how could it ever be the most important home run?
Good point.
Therefore, despite having quite a few memorable ones to choose from that did lead to championships in 04 and 07, and my choice might be a little obvious, so there's probably going to be a pretty good debate here, but I'm going with Ortiz's walk-off in the bottom of the 12th, Game 4.
Ah, Game 4 of the 2004 American League Championship Series.
So everybody talks about the pivotal turning point of that series with the walk and the steal, which I don't disagree with, but if Ortiz doesn't hit that home run and they go on to lose that game, would we even be talking about the steal? Probably not.
What a game. Maybe one of the greatest games ever. But I do remember that home run, and I remember thinking, you know, at the time you didn't even think it. You figured, all right, we survived tonight and they'll probably stick it to us tomorrow, but at least they didn't take us in four straight, and that's all it was.
You know, it was prevent the sweep and, you know, live to fight another day. And of course Millar's quote comes back to sound so ominous now when he said just don't let us win tonight.
Yeah.
And that's my pick. So what do you have, Red?
That's a good one. Well, I'm staying in the same year as you, but hear me out on this. The ALCS in 2004 was in many ways like our World Series. It was to beat the Yankees. We'd come so close so many times, and to finally do it, and in such a way, it was phenomenal. But I'm going to argue, I'm a nice guy. I've been drinking since about 4, so I'm a little mellow. But
late start, huh?
Exactly. You know us Irish. I'm going to say that the most important home run in Red Sox history, and again, I'm going to qualify history by as long as I've been alive and watching the Red Sox playing, and I'm 73, would be Mark Bellhorn's home run. I'm going to give that's when you allow a little bit of time for everyone to go, they hear the name Mark Bellhorn. Most important home run in Red Sox history? Mark Bellhorn. Yikes. the guy who parks my car at the Y? Now he does, but in the bottom of the 8th, in Game 1 of the 2004 World Series. Now, you got to set it up. All right, you got to set it up. We had just beaten the Yankees. That was, in many ways, kind of like our World Series. But now we were in the World Series. And we still had that monkey on our backs. Could we actually go all the way? We'd seen, I didn't really see, I didn't really remember 75, but we saw 86. You know, we saw that shit show of 2003, which was painful. I mean, it still ranks as one of the most painful things in my life. But now, you know, you'd just beaten the Yankees. Now you're in the World Series. This is the big pants. This is the big hurdle. The hurdle we never thought that we would ever, that they would ever get over in our lifetimes. We came charging out of the gate. I think we got four runs in the bottom of the first inning. We're up 4-0. I think by the time the first three innings were over, we were up 7-2. But then remember the Cardinals kind of picked away. Remember that bizarre play where Manny like broke his ass in left field and the ball went past him or whatnot and a couple runs scored. They get two runs back. It's 9-9. And I don't know about you, but all I was thinking was, oh my God, you know, because again, it was that hurdle of the World Series. You come out, you know, you were still high on the glow of the ALCS in the first inning when we got four runs in the bottom of the first. Then reality slowly creeps in. Then by the time the Cardinals come back and make it a 9-9 game, I started thinking, you know, the 2003 is now, you know, going through my mind. I'm thinking, oh my God, they. So you go from being, you know, the optimist after seeing what they accomplished in the ALCS to thinking, you know, the doubt creeps in. Bellhorn comes up, and Bellhorn of all people, come on. You know, I mean, Bellhorn, you know, so he comes up, we had a runner on first base, and boom. But think about that. From that point on, we won the game. You know, we got the two runs on that home run. We ended up winning by that two-run margin. We won 11-9. And everything kind of turned from that point. There was a little bit of doubt in the beginning of that game. You know, the middle of that game, the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings where the Cardinals clawed back and came back. A little bit of doubt. Bellhorn hits the home run. Boom. From that point on, it was all us all the time. The only real threat came in game one when we were up to we were staked to a 7-2 lead and the Cardinals came back. Bellhorn's home run really turned everything around. It was at that point that at least I said, dude, this is it. That's the magic back again. Bellhorn hit that home run and everything changed. From that point on, it was all sunshine and banjos and hand jobs and it was amazing and they never really looked back from that home run. So I will say that Bellhorn's home run in the bottom of the eighth of Game 1 of the 2004 World Series is the single most important home run in Red Sox history. It was, I think, the point at which everything went our way in the World Series. Everything before that was really the only challenge that we faced in the entire World Series. After that, we just kind of cruised. That was actually the closest they got to us. I think that we beat them 6-2 in Game 2 and 4-1 in Game 3 and 3-0 in the final.
Shut out.
That was it. So there you have it. The closest they got was that, and Bellhorn turned it around with his home run, and that was that. So that's mine.
It's a good pick. I got to throw in a couple other runners-up I had going back to the ALCS because Game 7, when you think about Game 7, it could have been just another one of those devastating, heartbreaking moments in Red Sox history to crawl back from the 3-0 deficit. All the excitement of Ortiz's walk-off in Game 4. I think he had a walk-off single in Game 5. And then finally to get to Game 7, and they came out of the gates to win that game. I think Ortiz had a two-run homer in the first or second inning. But what I was going to pick as the most important one was Johnny Damon's grand slam, because any hopes the Yankees had of getting the momentum back and breaking our hearts again, I think, was crushed, because they actually took Kevin Brown out of the game in the second inning.
That's right.
And what's his name?
Vasquez.
Vasquez came in, and that was it. It was, I think, 6-0 at that point, and there was no shot at coming back.
That was amazing. You know, I think you and I were actually watching that game together.
Yep.
And
yep.
It was phenomenal. I mean, if anything sucked the air out of Yankee Stadium, it was just you never get tired of thinking about 2004, and it's still surreal to think about that. But I'm just going to say this: if at the end of 2003, if after that whole debacle, seeing Aaron Boone get carried off and, you know, A-Rod and Jeter playing grab ass on the field and all that stuff, if after all that someone had came to you, if the gods of baseball came to you and said, and they saw me there naked, drunk, crying, shivering. I was actually in New York, actually technically New Jersey when all that went down, and I was locked up in my hotel room, just, you know, I was all, the coke and hookers was in the afternoon, the evening was strictly for baseball, and I remember being kind of crumpled there in the floor, just another night for me. But if the gods of baseball had come to you and said, how can we make this up to you? The only thing I think at that time I would have said would have been, listen, we need to do this again next year, but I want the Yankees to push the Red Sox to the absolute edge, and I want us to come back and crush the fuck out of them. I want them to be like shredded wheat in Ortiz's big mitts, and he's just like a big fucking gorilla just crumpling up. Can you say that? I guess you can say that.
I did.
Just crump just his big beefy hands crumpling up the fucking like shredded wheat. Just you know, because shredded wheat, you know how that gets, and you know when someone with big hands starts mucking one up and just
yeah, it kind of shreds.
Exactly, it shreds. It's wheat that shreds. But that was the great thing about 2004 was that you could not have scripted a better revenge fantasy. You know, that was it. You know, I suppose you could have, you know, something involving, you know, Jeter and a pair of pliers and something, but. But it, you know, if the gods came to you, you'd say, "I want them to push us to the edge, and I want to come back and beat the ever loving tar out of them in four straight." And it actually happened. It's still preposterous and fucking amazing.
Especially
at the same time.
Especially after Game Three, the 19-8 debacle of, I think it was a Saturday night, that game. Oh
yeah.
My God!
And that makes it even better.
Not that I'm greedy, but what if we got to play the Mets in the World Series?
Oh. That would have been something. That would have been, you know. But you thank God and Sonny Jesus for the things that happened, and that was just friggin' phenomenal.
And Mark Bellhorn.
Exactly, Mark Bellhorn. And another thing on the Bellhorn thing, because I know people are going to say, "Bell, you're ridiculous," but think about it. Now we had another World Series win just a few seasons after that in 2007, but before that, we didn't know. We only knew tragedy and pain and heartbreak. You were waiting. You know, even though they beat the Yankees in the ALCS, and it was amazing. You still in the back of your mind said, when's the other shoe going to drop? It can't be this easy. It can't be this easy. And you know, they came charging out of the gate in game one, and you thought, maybe it is going to be that easy. Cardinals clawed back. You said, oh, shit, here we go. You're right. This is the World Series. This is where they always stumble. Bellhorn came up, and, you know, the home run changed the tide. Everything turned our way after that. And that's why I think it is the most important home run that Red Sox home run in my lifetime. So,
a debate for the ages. No
a debate for, it is. This is worse than the Heidi Watney Catherine Tappan debates, which still rage on. So that's that. And feel free, as always, to leave your own suggestions in the comments if you think we're out of our nuts any more than we typically are. But so Denton goes with Ortiz in Game 4 of the 2004 ALCS. I go with Bellhorn in Game 1 of the 2004 World Series. Leave yours in the comments. As always, thanks for listening. My name is Red. His name is Denton. And we'll talk to you later.